that I'm hearing. The song says, and don't you be afraid.
That's right.
Mighty Lord.
Amen.
All the trials, hallelujah. All the struggles. All the pain. The rents to pay. We're working too hard at times. But the Bible says, don't worry. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Oh God, to God. He's worthy of all praises. He's worthy of all our praises. He's worthy. I thank the Heavenly Father for this opportunity, you know, to stand before you today as I share His words. The words are not mine. It's not my name on the T.M.I.T. James. That's one of my names. It's not mine, amen? Praise God. I apply James to myself. Glory to God. Because He's worthy of all praises. And He said, take no heart from the scriptures. I'm only going to give you what He gave us. It's His words. Today, I just want to talk to you and remind you, according to our scripture reading, the walk of God. Glory to His holy name. You know, scripture reading, it says that, you know, we have to put ourselves in remembrance of these things. Because these things, you know, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 briefly. Paul encouraging us, glory to God. And he says, these things, hallelujah, in verse 11. Now all these things happen to them for all examples. And they are written for all admonition, upon whom the ends of the world. You see, when you come to God, it starts with a journey, hallelujah.
Amen.
It starts with a story. Sometimes it may start with a struggle. For some, it might be easy. For some, there might be a long journey. They have gone through many struggles. I just want to remind us today, as it's on me that I should put myself and you in remembrance of God's words. Journey me to the book of Romans chapter 6. We did look at about 3 chapters today. I encourage you to write them down and study in your spare time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Romans 6, we take it at the first verse down. The Paul is encouraging us. As one comes to God, there are certain things we must put off, and there are certain things we put on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is holy name.
Amen.
Verse 1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? A question was asked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That grace may abound. It's a serious question. Paul is asking us today, shall we, you and me, continue in sin? And because we have grace, is it okay? The answer to that is in verse 2. Verse 2 says, God forbid. That is to say, God says, no. Not because you have money, you go to the store each day and buy food. Hear me, somebody?
Amen.
There's something called cooking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something called rice. There's something called flour. We can do another thing at home, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
We know there are some homes they have stoves that can stick and stand. I've been in a few homes myself where I've seen and I said, wow, this stove apparently has never been used. And every day they go to the store, they order in, they order out, because they have money. But God is saying to us, I want us to understand the importance as we walk this journey.
God.
There are certain things we put off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there are certain things we gain.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So a man and a wife, there are some additions. Hallelujah. I used to wear it on my own name. And then when I got married, I started wearing about 2. Praise God.
Praise Amen. The Lord.
Then the journey came where the first one showed up. He started cutting into my meals. Praise God.
That's right.
But for some reason, a second doctor, hallelujah. Yeah. And my pay went on this list.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
No, I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I'm still good.
Yeah.
For some reason, the third showed up, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then, the food on the plate went down some more.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord said, a man must work to provide for his house.
Yeah. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So the fourth showed up. Praise God for now. The Bible says, and the Lord found grace in Noah, amen?
Yes.
So Noah brought some hope.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
Praise
God. But in examining Noah's operation, he's starting to think so much right now. I realize my pain will never go back up. So praise God.
Praise
the
Lord.
So if my mind doesn't work, he shouldn't eat.
That's right.
It's God's works.
Amen.
So I learned that I need to provide for my house.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says so.
That's right.
And because it's important that if I feed my house, they won't look as though they are starving.
Right.
They won't look malnourished.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So it is with the house of God.
That's right.
If I don't nourish you, if you don't nourish yourself, if you don't nourish each other, we can't grow.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Knowing that there's so many of us as we're baptized into Jesus, we're baptized into his death.
Amen.
Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so. Listen to this. Even so, praise God, should walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Even so we are.
Amen.
You see, when I get a new job, we start to see a little difference in someone, amen?
That's right.
You know, before you have a job, you're looking a little raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
But you get your first paycheck, the first thing you usually do, well, you know, I need some pants. Don't go too crazy. But we recognize we need to change our appearance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We realize that when I went to work, the guys were in tie. So I realized, oh, I need a tie. So I put on a tie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We recognize the word change in the process.
Yes.
So is it with God, when you come to his house, you see that there's something different.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No one didn't tell me I need to pray. I realized there was so much praying. But in studying the word, I realized it says pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
When I partake in the study,
amen,
I realize certain things I didn't know, so I needed to study.
Amen.
That means studying the word, I recognize it says, study to show thyself approved.
Amen.
But not unto me nor the elder, but unto God.
Amen.
For he's worthy of all praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
The walk of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For if we be planted together in the likeness of his death,
right,
we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Lord.
This walk is fashioned after Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
This journey is fashioned after Christ.
The Lord.
In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, Paul says, be ye followers of me. Because I am a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is our name.
Glory.
In the church of God, we don't practice well. My elder says this. No. The Bible says this.
Amen.
I want to encourage you as you are on this journey to know a few nuggets, as one would say, to help you in this journey. Glory to God.
Amen.
Verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So when it says we should not serve sin, one is new, and we're wondering, well, what is sin? The Bible says sin is the transgressions of God's law. God is holy name. So we must identify what are those transgressions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
Amen.
Understand this. If you are dead, you can't do nothing, yes?
Nothing.
When you're dead, you can't move.
Right.
When you're dead, you can't drink.
Right.
You know, our husband said to the wife, listen, when I die, I want all my money in Manhattan. And she said to her, and he said to, you know, to her, listen, I want every cent. The wife said, being a good wife, she said, honey, no problem. No problem. So it so happened that he died, never had chance to change his will. And she remembered his command. So she called the bank and says, listen, I need the figures. She pulled the checkbook and she cut a check.
Amen.
Praise God, as they would say.
Give it to him.
Let me cut you a check. She took the check and she placed it into the coffin. She says, honey, as you wish, I'm giving you all your money.
Amen.
A day like today, the bank is still waiting for the check to be cashed. Praise God. He that is dead is free from sin.
Amen.
Paul tells us that this body is the temple of God. And you see, when I sin, I don't feel too good.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Praise God.
So I recognize my mistakes.
Yes.
And I sought God for forgiveness.
Amen.
So I can walk therein.
God.
Because my body should not contain sin.
No.
Glory to his holy name.
Amen.
It's all a part of the walk with God.
Amen.
Glory to his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed.
Amen.
And what does this mean? When you are dead to something, it means you can't do it.
That's right.
So when you are walking with God, there are certain stipulations that hold you back. Glory to his holy name.
Yeah.
There are certain things I can do and cannot do.
That's right.
Amen.
There are certain places I can go and cannot go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it takes understanding his words.
That's right.
To know these things.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in the lust thereof. Now, what are some of these lusts? Let's examine something here. Let's hold on to that chapter. In the book of James, as it was mentioned earlier today, in the book of James, chapter 1, we will see that temptation is a thing that leads us to a lot of different things, amen? And then James outlined a few things that we can use to guide us. Lord, his holy name. It says in, let's go now. In verse 13, it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man, when he's tempted, when he's drawn away, go ahead, hear this. When he is what? Drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, if the car didn't look too flashy, if I didn't see some nice rims, I wouldn't look at it.
No.
I give you an example. When my wife and I got our first child, it was good. I had a Mitsubishi Gallant, and we had space. You know, we could pick up people from church, take them home, feeling good. Then Neil showed up. I became two car seats. When my wife tried to sit at the back, she couldn't fit, and she's not a big lady, right? So I recognized I needed a different vehicle. Not so fast. So I recognized I needed a different vehicle. So what I did is I started looking around. And all of a sudden, I started looking at the pilots. After I examined which vehicle, the number one kind of vehicle when it comes to family vehicles. And I came across the pilots. And I never realized there were so much pilots around until I started looking. Do you understand what I'm saying, Survivor?
Yes.
It's just like, you never observe a pregnant lady until your wife is pregnant herself. We start seeing all pregnant ladies. Normally, what would happen, you would walk past them without even noticing. But because you're now looking, because you're now observing, praise God, then your attention span has drawn away from your regular activities. Now, so it is with lust and sin. We praise God. Let's examine that. In verse 15 says, and when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, in other words, you have committed the act. What does it say now? It bringeth forth death. We praise God.
Amen.
You see, Cain and Abel brought their gifts before the Lord. And Abel presented his gift. Cain presented his gift. But the Lord loved that which is of Abel. And Cain was upset. So they went out into the field and they were talking and had a conversation. And the conversation blew up. That so Cain, in his wrath, the Bible says, struck his brother. and killed him. So looking at lust and entice, he was enticed to struck him.
Yes.
Because why? In his anger, when you are angry, you don't remember the Lord most of the times. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
When you are angry, you tend to steal words you don't normally use. But praise God. Talk to me. When you are upset, you forget the commandments of God.
Amen.
So the Bible is saying, be not hasty in your what? Your spirit to be angry. You see, I've learned a few things myself. As I drive on the street, sometimes somebody give you a bad drive, you get quick. What are you doing? Right? You get upset. And you know, after driving somewhere, just like speeding, you know, you're speeding as a young boy, you're getting a license, you're ready to drive. You want to drive. Oh man, let's go. As you get older, you're not in a rush to drive because I'm tired of that. Praise God. Think about yourself. If you realize your life of sin is no good, then there is a need for a change.
Amen.
Glory to Him. But the Bible says, we will look at it further here in Romans 6. Verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. And dominion means to have control of.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Amen. You know, we have the Savior who is with the Father that says, listen, as we're praying, He's pleading on our behalf. He's the one that died in our stead. Glory to His holy name. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God also forbid. You see, when you're driving on the street and you know you run a red light, you get pulled over. The officer would say, you ran the red light, it's illegal. And sometimes you may have done it by mistake. You may have gotten off the first offense and the officer said, listen, because I realize you kind of lost, and in the process you run the light, I'm going to let you go on a warning. That really happens. That really happens. But it does. You are let go on a warning. Does it mean it's okay for you to do the same thing?
No.
No. When you go to court, and the judge says, you said, well, Your Honor, I didn't know it was illegal. Well, now you know. That's your response. That's the response you're going to get. Now you know.
Yep.
And you're going to still be punished. God is one name.
Praise the Lord.
So Paul is saying to us, not because we have grace, praise God,
amen,
should we continue in sin. God forbid. Know ye not that to whom yield your servant, yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. They are sin, and the result of sin leads to death. Or of obedience unto righteousness. We learned earlier in our study today that Moses and Aaron, his brother, they sinned against God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
If you want following, God commanded Moses to speak to the rock. And instead of his anger, that is why you never make emotional decisions. Instead, he do God command by speaking to the rock. Moses says, shall I ask of this rock water? And he called the people some names. And he struck the rock twice. That's a disobeying of God's words.
Amen.
That's disobeying God's command. And any activity where you disobey God is sin to you.
That's right.
The Bible says, you know, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. God is holy name. Aaron, when he was left in charge of the people, while Moses was gone 40 days and 40 nights, they poked him a little bit. And instead of he had done what God commanded him, he listened to the people. So he took all the jewelry and he built a calf. And he said, this is your gods. That's a blatant mistake. And a disrespect to God. Or Ten Commandments every Saturday, which says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Also in those commandments says, I am a jealous God. God hates when we commit sin. Hallelujah. God hates when you live in sin.
Yes, amen.
God hates one who desires not to change.
Amen. God.
Because in the walk with God, it requires changes.
Yes, amen.
Glory to his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
We go down further. It says, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Glory to his holy name. And as a servant of God, in order to be righteous, you have to follow his commandments.
Amen.
You have to follow his laws. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness. We talk about the members, we praise God. The members that you know, when last week we were having this conversation, all those different acts that allows you to commit sin is what the Bible said to us, to have them under control.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory to his holy name.
Amen.
Well, let's go down to the crux of the matter. In verse 23, in this walk with God, there's a gift that is given. Amen. There's a gift for the one that has done good and for the one that has done bad.
Yes, sir.
For the wages of sin is
death.
But the gift of God is life eternal through Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to his holy name.
Amen.
Journey me to the book of Colossians chapter 3. Study those on your spare time, and I encourage you continually to study. Because the time cometh when you cannot have the opportunity or will not. What will you do then? Glory to his holy name. Colossians chapter 3. So in the walk with God, we encourage us certain things we must and must not do. Praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
Let's look at Colossians 3. There's a few verses here. Take it up, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Amen.
You see, there are a few things that Christ commanded us before he left this earth.
Mm-hmm.
God is one of him.
Praise the Lord.
In John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, someone find it for us and read it. What does it say? The book of John, chapter 13. Who's pick at the pages? 34 and 35.
Amen.
Let's praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
A new commandment, hallelujah, I gave unto you. What does it say? That ye love one another. Glory to his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
The church is not a place for hate. The church is not a place for backbiting.
No.
Glory to God. The church is a place when you go through your week, you can't wait to get to church. You're rushing your work week because I want to see my brethren.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise
the Lord. So that others may know that you are my people.
Amen.
If you love one another.
Amen.
We're commanded to love. The Bible says, it's not we that love God, but he that first loved us. Had it not been for his love, where would we be today? Oh, glory to God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, this is in connection with Romans 6, as you can see, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
When you're dead to sin, and your friends are enticing you to come, let's go to this party. And first of all, they're enticing you to come to a party on Friday night. And they're going to say, well, listen, man, listen, that's one Friday. Don't worry about it. What? Nothing wrong with that. Well, if you intend to go with God, you would say no. God is your name.
Amen.
6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day, hallelujah, the seventh day he sanctified it. He blessed it.
Amen.
He set apart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we ought to remember him. It's the only commandment God encourages us to remember.
That's right.
And why? Because we choose to forget God's holy name.
Amen.
Now the sixth day that we must live unrighteous. He says, be holy for I am holy. God is holy name.
Praise the Lord.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. And as I was encouraging earlier about the members, that's why I came here. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And who are these members? These members are our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. These members are the things that easily beset us. These members are the things that if we are not careful, take heed, we learned earlier. If you think you stand, you fall.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Some of the things that used to be bad years ago, for some reason, they are good now.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
We have to be up at the times, understand the prophecies of God. In my days of growing up, certain things I didn't have to worry about. Now my sons and all the daughters don't have to worry about it. And we ourselves. Things that was okay then has become a problem now. Things that were bad then has become good now.
Amen.
The Bible says the same God yesterday, the same God today. He's the same God tomorrow and forevermore.
Amen.
Oh God, to the name.
Amen.
His laws don't change for any man.
That's right.
He will be the same God 10 years from now.
Amen.
In which he walked sometime when he lived in them, but now he has put off all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth.
That's right.
We can examine the two. We have anger, we have wrath. You might say what they look alike, right? The Bible says, be angry, but what? Sin not. It's okay if you get angry. We are human. Somebody can get with it. But how do you control your emotions? Is your important part. God is holy name.
Amen.
So be angry, but sin not. Malice. These are things that brethren that easily beset us. These things ought not to be within the church. And verse 9. Lie not one to another. Seeing that he had put off the old man. We were encouraged in Romans 6. That you have put off the old man. You know, many times when we get baptized, they give you a moment to testify and to say a few words, and we usually talk about, I'm so happy now that I've put off all these things. You know, that no more without what they're in. That was just a word of mouth. A few years later, a few months later, a few weeks later.
Yes, God, yes.
The same virgin.
Amen.
You fall right back in. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
But I want to say to you today, that God is saying, if you recognize your mistakes, he said, a righteous man falleth sometimes, but he up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God stay in your sin.
Amen.
Because all determination is to make it in.
Praise God.
That promise, man.
That's it.
Lie not one to another.
Amen.
I don't care how small it is.
Lie.
By the same math, a minus and a minus equal a what? A plus. A minus and a minus is a plus, right?
Yeah.
A plus and a plus is a plus.
Yeah.
And then you have plus against a plus plus a minus. It gets confusing. You know, you get the negative result.
Yeah.
So, two wrongs
can't
equal a right.
That's right.
You know?
God.
But two rights will give you the same rights.
Amen.
Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
So, lie not one to another. Seeing that he hath put off the old man with his deeds. Let's examine that line for a second. Hold on to that page. Let's journey to the book of Revelation as a sidebar text. Revelation is very important that we understand these things. And it says in let me find the verse real quick here for you. Alright, so I'll take one verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his word shall be. So you and I, what we're doing today is our work.
Yeah.
Whatever we do tomorrow is still our work.
Yeah.
Whatever we do in our life, in that dash that Sister Thompson spoke of, it is your work.
Amen.
Praise God. So however your dash turns out is upon you. You can't blame anyone else.
No.
And so the Lord is saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have what? Right to the tree of life. And may enter in through the gates into the city. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth, praise God. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. You realize Christ is speaking to the church, not to the world. I am the roots and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Lord is saying to us, brother, a lie must not be a part of your life. Sometimes you may sit down, but recognize your mistake.
Amen.
As you walk this pathway, it's what you call conversion. To put off the old man and to walk in newness of life.
Glory
to His holy name.
Praise the Lord.
And go a little further with me. And it says, put on the apron, verse 12, as the elect of God. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen.
Praise the Lord.
Paul encourages us to make your calling and election sure.
Amen.
We praise God. Let's see what it says here. It says in verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of what? Mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. Take a minute there. Humbleness. You know, when you get into a marriage, it's new. Praise God. So there are certain things you were comfortable with before your partner shows up. Your husband or your wife.
Yeah.
Let me hear them say old time. It becomes an American thing where you encourage one another in other things. So your husband or your wife shows up and now you're living with this person you never lived with before. So they will do things that, why are you doing this? That's not how I like it. Then he'll say, well, why are you doing that? I don't like it this way. So we begin to understand each other.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And then you realize that some way I used to like before, I may have to put it away for the betterment of the marriage.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Some words you used to say, you may have to hold it down.
Yes.
Somebody said, was it last week? That a wife kept hearing her husband saying, well, what was the husband saying every time again? That you always using the word. I think he was talking about it. And basically, he used the word that the wife didn't like. And then he kept saying it so much that she got upset.
Procrastinate.
He said, yes. He said, why are you always procrastinating? The wife said, you know what? If you say that word one more time, I'm packing my bags. The husband said, what? See? He never used the word again. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So, you know, instead of with our relationships, we recognize their need for changes.
Amen.
So it is with God.
Yes.
Amen.
As you come to walk His way, there must be changes in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, mercies, bowels of mercies. Sometimes your brother wrong you two times, three times. You must have mercy.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Rather than crucify them. Kindness, humbleness of mind. Paul says to us that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. We praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Be ye transformed. There must be a change of your thinking.
Yes, amen.
The things I thought to do before, I do them no more.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Forbearing one another. Forgiving one another. If, what it says here, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, as Christ forgave you. We praise God. A woman was brought to Christ, and they says, Rabbi, I'm here for this time. We didn't hear it. We saw it. He said, Master, we found her in the fire.
Amen.
I can imagine They came with swords in their hands.
Yeah.
Ready to toss.
Yeah.
But our master, being a loving and kind Savior as he is, he said, okay, he that is without sin, I beg of you, cast the first stone. He asked them to cast the stone. The Lord looks around and says, whoa, hold on. Woman, where are thine when accusers? She said, Lord, they have left. He says, go thy way and sin no more.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He was able to see her sin and tell her to stop.
Bless the Lord.
He said, go thy way and sin no more.
God.
It's all about recognition,
yes.
Acceptance,
yes.
Seeking forgiveness,
amen.
And walking a new life.
Amen.
God is his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It must rule in your heart.
Yes.
Which they call in what? One body. The church is one body. When you come to God as you walk this path, you're not walking alone. While at the same time, you must be prepared to walk alone.
Amen.
We learned earlier that the way you start is not the way you finish.
No.
Sometimes they might come for you and five friends, and when they check around 4 years later or 2 years later, it might just be you alone.
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Well, you know what? My friends are like, I ain't going to be in a tree. No. If you did that, here's what the Lord says. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but yet he loses his soul? And the answer is nothing. We're not here to receive nothing, but we're here to receive life eternal. Let me close with you in the book of Romans chapter 12. There's so much to talk with when it comes to God's word. I just want to encourage you. As you go on this journey, there are things we put on and there are things we put off. Glory to his holy name.
Praise the Lord.
The book of Romans chapter 12. Verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that he presents your bodies a what?
A
living sacrifice.
Holy.
The sacrifice, he says, living. It means every single day.
Amen.
Glory to God. As you wake up, as you sleep, as you at work or you at school,
yes,
present your bodies, hallelujah,
amen,
a living sacrifice. It says, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye, hallelujah, transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove, hallelujah, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
And the last verse I'll leave to you. Verse 21 says, be not overcome of evil. He praises the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But overcome evil
with good.
With good.
Amen.
In everything that the devil did,
yes,
the Lord overcame him,
yes,
with his good.
Amen.
In all his tests and trials, he overcame it. The Bible says he learned obedience, though he was a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered.
Amen.
Here's what God said. Here's what the word said. Here's what he said. He says, the world hated me before it hated you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But here's what he also says. He says, greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, than he that is in the world.
That's right.
So be of good courage.
Yeah.
Be encouraged. And I trust that God will give you strength.
Amen.
To hold on as you do this walk.
Jesus.
So when we can say it is finished,
yes,
we can say a crown of life is there for me. May God be with you.
And
we just made it to you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful message. Amen. Praise God. We as people of God, you know, for us to